Chapter 8, in which the droids are taken to the dungeons. A Gamorrean guard pushes R2 and C-3PO out of the throne room and into the conveniently located dungeons.
What could possibly have come over Master Luke? Is it something I did? He never expressed any unhappiness with my work. Oh, how horrid. Oh!
A tentacle has reached out from a filthy cell they are passing and wrapped itself around C-3PO's neck. The Gamorrean pounds it with a big fist. The tentacle jerks back into the cell, releasing C-3PO, who spins and totters awkwardly down the stone corridor after R2-D2. Normally, he would have complained at length about this treatment, but a door grinds open, and he is faced with fresh horrors. This is the palace's boiler room, where huge ancient furnaces produce enormous heat, billows of steam, and surprisingly little power. Over the years, this has become the center of operations for Jabba's robotic servants. A combination charging center, workshop, junkyard, and torture chamber. Even as C-3PO and R2-D2 enter, a machine is slowly ripping the arms and legs off one old cyborg, while a hapless gonk droid lies upside down as a torture bot applies white-hot brands to its feet. What could a droid do to deserve such treatment? Falling into Jabba's hands is all it takes, I fear. Nothing more than what C-3PO and R2 have already done.
Ah, good. New acquisitions,
says a voice somehow both mechanical and cruel. It is EV-99, a tall, thin robot missing various parts that might have made her look less like a skeleton. Originally, a peaceful, hard-working moisture evaporator mechanic, she has risen to the top of this junk heap thanks to some very nasty reprogramming in a Mos Eisley scrapyard.
You are a protocol droid, are you not?
She asks C-3PO.
I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations, and...
Yes or no will do,
snaps 99.
Oh, well, yes. I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication, and can readily...
Splendid. We have been without an interpreter since our master got angry with our last protocol droid and disintegrated him.
Disintegrated?
Groans C-3PO. EV-99 waves a hand at a pile of scrap dumped near the door of a furnace.
Guard, this protocol droid might be useful. Fit him with the restraining bolt and take him back to His Excellency's main audience chamber.
The only part of this the guard understands is guard and take him back. So he pushes C-3PO back through the gloom to the exit.
R2, don't leave me! Oh!
Calls R2, then he turns back to 99 and lets loose an angry barrage of beeps. Luckily for R2, 99 doesn't understand some of the more insulting parts of this speech, but she does get the point.
You're a feisty little one, but you'll soon learn some respect. I have need for you on the Master's sail barge, and I think you'll fill in nicely.
A prolonged electric scream from the overturned gonk droid provides R2 with a needed reminder that for now, it is indeed his mission to obey.